WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 6. The temperature is 70. An extended check of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news presented by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Bill Oliver. A flash flood warning continues in Brazos County until 7:15. Rainfall at Eastwood Airport since Harvey began through 6 o'clock this morning measures just over 12.5 inches. Yesterday's rainfall, 7.5 inches. Since midnight, another inch and a half. Staff at the Brazos Community Operations Center went home overnight. Bryan Police, College Station Police, the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and DPS all report no rescues or crashes. Two rescue calls in Brazos County yesterday, one resulting in a rescue of a horse who would not move out of rushing water along Carter's Creek near University and the freeway. The other call from a motorist who stopped on the Elmo Whedon Road Bridge over Wixon Creek east of Bryan. According to the Sheriff's Office, after first responders arrived, the motorist was able to drive away. Brazos Valley Red Cross Office opened a shelter in Bryan yesterday for local residents. We've asked for a head count of how many stayed last night at Central Baptist Church. Donations being accepted at the Red Cross Office on Boonville Road in Bryan of bottled water and store-bought and sealed snacks for those at the shelter. No other donations being accepted at this time. Bryan Police Officer, one of two who rescued swimmers in distress at Lake Bryan Saturday night, BPD reports just before 6. Officer flagged down by a third person who was with two Texas A&M students in their 20s. Officer provided emergency treatment until medical personnel arrived. Victims remain hospitalized in critical condition. The lake and the park remain closed until further notice. A reminder, no classes today or tomorrow. Texas A&M and Blinn, no classes today in the Bryan and College Station school districts. Brazos County offices closed today. College Station City offices, courts, and utility customer service closed today. All trash collection in College Station and Bryan postponed until further notice. City of Bryan Municipal offices along with Municipal Court and BTU scheduled to be open today. However, the Neal Recreation Center is closed today. All fixed routes for Brazos Transit District buses will not start until today at noon. Thousands remain on cruise ships in the Gulf waiting to get into Galveston but can't because of Harvey. Among them, WTAW Sports Director Zach Taylor, who spent much of Saturday in New Orleans while the boat restocked supplies and returned to the Gulf.
Captain has come on multiple times and guaranteed, look, we're not gonna put ourselves in jeopardy whatsoever. We're going to stay a safe distance away from the storm. The only thing I'm really worried about is my truck that I've got parked in Galveston.
When we visited with Zach on Friday, the attitude among his fellow passengers pretty good, other than everyone scrambling to tell their employers they would not be in today. Population in the Brazos County jails increased by 20%. Sheriff Chris Kirk reporting 144 inmates transferred last Thursday and Friday from Aransas County. That's Rockport at the eye of Harvey's landfall. You add in 687 local prisoners. The combined total of 831 leaves the Brazos County Jail, still with 256 spaces to reach capacity. WTAW News Time, 8 minutes after 6. The temperature is 70. Check of news presented by WC Tractor. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Party Time Rentals offers game day tailgate packages perfect for any Aggie's needs. With packages from 10 to 40 of your closest Aggie friends, Party Time Rentals has everything you need to make your tailgate a touchdown. Ask an event consultant about customized tailgate packages for larger groups. Party Time Rentals, helping Aggie fans everywhere celebrate game days for over 40 years. Check out our website at partytimerentals.com and make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Party Time Rentals, rental done right.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Once again this morning, we'll start by talking to Rob with Hometown Weather. Good morning, Rob. You know, you were absolutely right when you said, let's wait and see how much rain we're going to get, because it's amazing totals.
It certainly is. A lot of places, Scott, are already now, since Friday morning, in excess of a foot of rainfall. That's locally. We're seeing anywhere from about 13 to 15 inches of rain across the region. We've been pulling the data from the National Weather Service as it's been coming in. The interesting thing now is looking at what's going on. The storm itself is located near Port O'Connor, Texas this morning. Not a lot of weather with the circulation around Harvey. It's generally about 40-mile-an-hour winds. Most of the shower activity, though, is on the north and east side. What we've got, Scott, is this plume of moisture coming up out of the southern portion of the Gulf of Mexico. It has been rotating around the circulation. So it started out this morning between Houston and Beaumont. It is now stretched from Beaumont and Lake Charles up to Lufkin. And that's kind of rotating back towards us. So we're going to see some more rain come in from the east and east-southeast today, which is kind of a strange direction. But again, got a tropical weather system out there. So additional rainfall is likely. We're going to rain off and on probably through the end of the week. What will happen with Harvey is it's going to drift back out over the Gulf of Mexico. It may re-strengthen slightly and then kind of drift back in around the Galveston area and then kind of dissipate over the northeastern part of the state. I could see the Houston area picking up easily another foot of rain. Our area, I could see anywhere from 5 to 10 inches on top of what we've already picked up. The big problem for us is just going to be the fact there's no place for this water to go. It's going to have a long time trying to get to the coast and drain back out into the Gulf of Mexico. So the flooding situation that we have around the region, that's going to continue. The big thing we'll be watching is the additional rainfall. But it may start to become a bit heavier by mid-morning as that band of moisture rotates in from the Beaumont and Lufkin areas.
With your experience, is it unusual that this system is going to move back into the Gulf again?
Well, tropical storms do this. The big problem we have this year, Scott, is we've had an unusual summer. Not so much across, you know, our part of the world, but the states to our north. It's been unusually cool from the Dakotas and Nebraska east into New England. We've been getting Canadian high-pressure systems in the northern tier of states. And right now, high pressure is more or less stretched out from the Pacific Northwest to the Northeast. So this storm has no place to go. An ordinary summer, it would go up around the Bermuda High. It would have come through our area in a day, moved into the mid-Mississippi River Valley, and died out in the Ohio River Valley. But because of that high, bridged across the northern tier of states, it's got this system locked in, and that's what's going to help cause it to drift back out over the Gulf, allow it to pick up some more moisture. And that's the concerning thing, because right now the bands feeding in off the Atlantic and the Gulf really aren't that bad around the Galveston and Houston areas. The damage has already been done. It's this big feeder band that's northeast of them. But if the storm gets out over the Gulf, starts to re-intensify a bit, we may see additional feeder bands develop, and that's where those extra problems come across later in the week.
We'll talk to you later this morning.
You got it, Scott.
Thanks. All right, let's have a look at what's going on in the world of sports.
Coming up in sports, Chelsea Reber filling in for Brad Mitchell today. We'll take a look at how Hurricane Harvey is affecting some games and travel plans for teams around the state. The Aggie volleyball team didn't let a little rain keep them from going undefeated this weekend at home. They took home a few awards as well from the Texas A&M Invitational. And a team from Texas made it to the Little League World Series championship game, but we'll see how they fared against the international champion from Japan. All that and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Look, Little League's American. That's it. We don't need to have anybody from foreign countries winning the Little League World Series. I'm just saying. That's all. I don't know. Hey, it's going to be a little bit different show today. It's up to you all. Help us out. Let us know what your numbers are. How much rain have you gotten? Maybe you're having to use binoculars to read it to get because you can't get to it. But we're kind of in an interesting situation now because they've started releasing water around Houston, which, you know, sounds kind of weird, but that's part of what the system's for. That's why they have these reservoirs for that very purpose. This morning, at about 3:30, a new record release in water level from Lake Conroe. The water level had risen to 205 feet above what is basically sea level. Okay, let that sink in for a minute. That's a lot. Previous record had been right about in that neighborhood as well. It's just a matter of there's so much water that's going to have to be moved, and we'll have. I mean, it's one of those deals where they could say any number, and how could we dispute it? Because we've just watched crazy numbers when it comes to rain. I was looking at, as of midnight, just in the Houston area, I mean, it's pretty common to find folks with the 24, 25, 27. Around Pasadena, they got 29 inches of rain.
Wow.
29. And they are getting a little bit of a break right now. And the system seems to be pushing off to the east so that probably, as we call it again, tropical storm Harvey is going to push some of its heaviest rains into Louisiana.
And isn't that amazing how many days Harvey has remained a tropical storm?
It is.
And how fast it went from Cat 1 to Cat 4, then right back down to tropical storm.
Back to tropical storm,
and now
right.
It's just stuck there.
The story of Harvey, they could probably make a movie of it. The thing is, we're sick of it because we've lived it.
Well, and is the rabbit going to play the lead role?
Yeah. Yeah. Later on this morning, we'll be talking to the different people who are overseeing basically our safety. And it has the saving grace out of this has been the way that it has rained. The systems are certainly being pressed to the limit. But when you consider when we had the weather that came through last June, how that really was a devastating blow to parts of Bryan. Now, while we've got a lot of water that's fallen out there, the system seems to be holding fairly well. But we'll talk to those folks in a little while.
Well, and just a heads up, talking with one of my friendly Bryan police officers, they were complimentary of the drainage improvements that have been made since last May when we had the record flooding.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I mean, I don't believe a lot of people would disagree that that had not been done as diligently as it needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are just a lot of streams and in the Bryan area that necessarily would grow over. It's a hassle to get in and clean those things out. You know, you talk to different hydrologists and they'll say, and we've seen it in College Station with Wolf Penn, you know, do you go ahead and put concrete on the inside, which does cut down on erosion, but at the same time, what that does is that increases the volume and the speed of the water as it moves, and it then can move faster than it used to, and that changes problems downstream or creates problems downstream. The other thing, and I sent, Bill, I know I sent you this picture. The concrete on the sides of roads, for instance, this picture was 290 in Brenham, and basically they're in place, but if there's enough rain, erosion behind those concrete plates causes them to collapse.
Mm.
As long as they collapse inward, that's okay, but if they collapse outward onto the road surface,
right,
then that would be a major problem. So it's just a matter of these massive amounts of water and what it's going to do. There's construction that's going on near downtown Bryan, street construction.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to Jason Barfnick later on this morning. You know, those are things that were ongoing.
Right.
Just across the road from us, as a matter of fact, somebody's starting to clear land over there to do some work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you have 12 inches of rain. Guess what?
Yeah.
Doesn't allow nature to be able to take the water in as they normally would. So.
And speaking of rainfall, thanks to the texter, 979-695-1620, out at Royalty Pecan, which is Highway 21 in the Brazos River,
yes,
so far 17 inches.
Oh, good. And again, thank you,
right,
for sharing with us. And the same thing, if you'd like to share your rainfall totals, we'd like to know, because literally people who are just a quarter of a mile from one another can have a tremendous amount of difference. Well, so let's wash our ears out with this for a moment. A missing ingredient for a family spaghetti recipe turned into a $5 million lottery ticket. A guy named John Lewis from Saranac Lake told New York lottery officials he stopped at the store before his shift as a bartender because he needed mushrooms to make his famous spaghetti sauce from the family's age-old recipe. Lewis said he used $10 of his change from the mushroom purchase to buy a scratch-off ticket from a vending machine at the store. A vending machine ticket turned out to be a $5 million winner.
Wow.
Chose the cash option. He'll receive $172,000 in annual installments just for that. Those are some pretty good shrooms you came away with.
Yeah.
You know, that's a nice benefit to have.
It's going to be a good.
I didn't know that you could get that kind of a win out of a
vending machine ticket.
That's nice to know.
Info.
Mation.
That's one more purchase I can make without having to deal with another human being, right? I'm just going to buy my lottery ticket over here.
Yeah. I don't need to talk to a store clerk about which one I should choose.
Let the machine do it for me.
There you go. Work for that guy.
Good morning.
may be overstocked,
but we won't be undersold
at Tom Light Chevrolet.
Now save $13,500 on new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition. $13,500 in total savings. Choose from a big selection, but hurry. We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold.
All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include factory incentives of $7,500 and $6,000 dealer discounts. Stock number 6025-3. See dealer for details.
If you're headed out on the road to follow your favorite football team, go first to Sevcheck Service Center. Let them take care of your car or truck and get it ready for the road. Whether it's an oil change, a tire rotation, or something a little bit more serious, the Sevcheck family has been keeping cars and trucks running in the Brazos Valley since 1972. They're open all week long, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6, and Saturdays 7 to 4. It's Sevcheck Service Center, family-owned and operated, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW 621. He could bottle that, he could jar that stuff up and call it million-dollar spaghetti
Ooh,
sauce.
Ooh, that million-dollar mushroom sauce.
Yeah, there, that'd work. All right, here we go. It's the 28th of August. It's Monday. You very well could have the day off today.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, and that, of course, that causes a whole new set of situations because if your kids go to daycare or go to school, they're not.
Right.
If you do
All
have to go to work.
The kiddos are home.
Yeah, the kids are home. If you do have to go to work, then you're leaving the kids home one more day. Yeah, it's freedom for them. And I guess
A&M's, so much for the first day of school in CSISD.
Yeah, A&M is closed on Tuesday as well,
yeah.
And I guess we'll have a determination from the school officials.
And so is Blinn, Monday and Tuesday.
So we'll see what the other schools do. It's Radio Commercials Day, praise the Lord.
Hey!
Otherwise, we'd be working for spaghetti sauce
yep.
here. It's a bow tie day. Even though you don't go to work today, you could celebrate Race Your Mouse Around the Icons Day.
Okay.
Why not?
Sure.
All right, and birthdays.
And birthdays. Happy birthday to Honey Boo Boo. Alana Thompson is 12 today. And I think Mama June's birthday was like last week or a couple weeks ago.
She's 12
They're
now,
both
huh?
August babies.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
That's so good.
Kyle Massey is 26. He's the Disney Channel star who was also the runner-up on the 11th season of Dancing with the Stars.
Uh-huh.
Cassidy Pope is 28. She was the voice winner turned country star. Florence Welch is 31. She's the lead singer of Florence and the Machine, a kind of interesting music group, but they put out some pretty good stuff.
Yep.
Armie Hammer is 31, the Russian spy from The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
And he was in The Lone Ranger, which was an abysmal failure. But,
yes,
you know, that,
yes.
That happens.
Leanne Rimes, another country star. She's 35 today.
Yeah.
Country singer Jake Owen is 36. Jack Black, 48, and they have him down here as Chubby Superstar.
Oh, wow. Does a lot of things.
He does.
He played that Undertaker over in East Texas. I forget what that was called.
Okay.
That was a funny movie.
Yeah, I remember him most from The Holiday with Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet.
And he's a pretty good musician.
Yes.
Yeah, not bad at all. Okay.
Jason Priestley is 48.
Uh-huh.
Billy Boyd, 49. He was one of the four hobbits in Lord of the Rings.
Of course he was. Yeah.
Another country superstar and one of my favorites, Shania Twain is 52. I think she's going back out on tour.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I saw her at Reed Arena.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Amanda Tapping is 52. She was Samantha Carter on Stargate.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer Coolidge is 56. Stifler's mom in the American Pie movies.
All right.
Something to be known for.
Oh, yeah.
Emma Sams is 57. She was a former soap minx in the 80s, General Hospital.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember her name.
In Dynasty.
Her character's name.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They don't have it listed here. So, Scott Hamilton, he's 59. He is the old school Olympic gold medal winning figure skater.
Now commentator.
Yes, and now commentator. He's all over the Olympics and that kind of stuff. Daniel Stern is 60. City Slickers and Joe Pesci's bumbling partner in Home Alone.
That's right.
So he was one of those guys, one of the bad guys.
Uh-huh.
Wayne Osmond is 66. And then I have David Soule is 74. Hutch.
Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah, she says that because she doesn't know who he
is. Correct. That didn't pull up the YouTube video of Don't Give Up on Us, Baby.
Oh, yeah,
that's
right.
The one-hit wonder.
That's right. He did do that.
There you go. So that's what we got in birthdays
there
for August 28th.
Okay, 624.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Hillary Clinton and all of the things she's saying
That is not okay. He was invading my space. He made my skin crawl. Back up, you creep, I'm thinking. Well, there is some hypocrisy, Paula Jones and Kathleen Willey and Juanita Broderick. And, of course, then there's the little affair thing with Monica Lewinsky that we know about, you know, the intern of the White House. When she takes money, for example, from Saudi Arabia, women can't drive, women told how to dress, women can't travel or even leave the house without an adult relative. Gays and lesbians are murdered and killed for who they are. Christians and Jews are persecuted. And she took money from them and never criticized them. Was that appropriate of her?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you travel for business, stop wasting time at the same old websites. Why? Because Upside.com is the only one you need. Now, Upside.com will quickly and easily show you the exact flights and all the big-name hotels that you want. Now, you can buy them separately, you can bundle them together, you can even add a ride. And by bundling two or three or more selections, well, you're going to save even more and get a bigger gift card to places like Amazon.com every single time you buy a business travel package. Plus, you'll keep all of your airline miles as well. And Upside's expert navigators, they're always available to help 24/7. They do it on the phone, they chat, social, email, to make sure that your business trips go smoothly. And right now, if you use the promo code Hannity, get this, you're guaranteed at least a $100 Amazon.com gift card with your package purchase. Now, the code is Hannity when you go to Upside.com, a $100 gift minimum. Upside.com, it's the better way for business travel.
Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
America's veterans are more than a source of pride. They're a source of strength. When our veterans thrive, our communities thrive. With your support, our veterans can get career and education opportunities as well as benefits they've earned.
Howdy, I'm Congressman Bill Flores. Join me in thanking our nation's veterans and finding out how you can support veterans in our community.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces in graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions.
Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Good morning, 628, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The Infomaniacs were in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, let's do some weather. It's sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. We have any number of hazardous situations out there. I can tell you that we have a flash flood watch in effect. That's going to go on until Wednesday. Heavy rain, kind of breezy out there. We could have winds up as high as 25 miles an hour. And new amounts of rain, we're looking at maybe up to 3/4 of an inch and maybe more. And again, it can possibly be more wherever you happen to be. 76 for a high today, 70 for low temperature tonight with an 80% chance of rain. Continuing a 70% chance of thunderstorms on Tuesday, 60% on Tuesday night, and Wednesday then 50-50 on Wednesday night. Currently, we do have some winds out there out of the northeast at 23, gusting to 37 miles an hour, and we have 73 degrees.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Expedia CEO Dara Khosrowshahi has been named Uber's top executive, taking the difficult job of mending the dysfunctional ride-hailing giant and turning it from money-losing giant into a profitable company. Uber's fractured 8-member board voted to hire Khosrowshahi late yesterday, capping 3 days of meetings. China's reemergence as a coal importer has boosted the fortunes of U.S. producers who are now shipping more coal abroad than any time in the last 2 years. The trend has helped solidify a business that at the beginning of last year was suffering through a spate of bankruptcies and threatened with more. Revenue at publicly traded U.S. coal companies grew 19% in the first half of this year compared with the same period a year ago. And the biggest gains came at companies helped the most by exports. Crude oil down 55 cents at $47.32 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly lower open after stocks closed mixed on Friday. That's Your Money Now.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
WTAW News Time is 29 minutes from 7. The temperature is 70. An extended look at the weather follows the news presented by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. I'm Bill Oliver. Flash flood warning continues in Brazos County until 7:15. Rainfall at Eastward Airport since Harvey began through 6 this morning measures just over 12.5 inches. Yesterday's rainfall, 7.5 inches. Since midnight, another about 1.5 inches now. The Brazos Valley Red Cross Office reports 8 people spent the night at their shelter at Central Baptist Church. They were joined by 6 volunteers. Donations also being accepted at the Red Cross Office on Boonville Road of bottled water and store-bought and sealed snacks for those at the shelter. No other donations are being accepted at this time. Staff at the Brazos Community Operations Center went home overnight. Bryan Police, College Station Police, the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and DPS reports no rescues or crashes. There were 2 rescue calls in Brazos County yesterday. One resulted in a rescue of a horse who would not move out of a rushing water along Carter's Creek near University and the freeway. The other call came from a motorist who stopped on the M.O. Whedon Road Bridge over Wixon Creek east of Bryan. According to the Sheriff's Office, after first responders arrived, the motorist was able to drive away. Also, just received a text at 979-695-1620. Regarding the Elmo Whedon situation, the texter telling us that off Elmo Whedon near the stranded vehicle yesterday, 18 inches since the first rain at that location. A Bryan police officer, one of 2 who rescued swimmers in distress at Lake Bryan Saturday night. BPD reports just before 6 p.m., the officer flagged down by a third person who was with 2 Texas A&M students in their 20s. Officer provided emergency treatment until medical personnel arrived. Victims remain hospitalized in critical condition. The lake and park remain closed until further notice. No structural problems with the dam at Lake Somerville. The Burleson County Emergency Management Office reported water runoffs being caused by something called a small surface slide-off. There is no hole in the dam, something that was capitalized in a text message sent to those receiving alerts from Burleson County last night. A reminder, no classes today and tomorrow, Texas A&M and Blinn. No classes today in the Bryan and College Station school districts. Brazos County offices are closed today. College Station City offices, courts, and utility customer service all closed today. Additionally, all trash collections in College Station and Bryan postponed until further notice. City of Bryan Municipal Offices, Municipal Court, BTU all scheduled to be open today, but Neal Recreation Center is closed today. And fixed routes for Brazos Transit District buses will not start today until noon. City of College Station reports more than 12 inches of rain generated at least 100,000 gallons of wastewater that leaked out of various locations. City's water system's not threatened because there are no known domestic or public drinking water wells or surface water intakes within a half mile of the spills. Additional information about the spill, including precautionary measures, are on the city's website at cstx.gov. Cruise ships are still stuck in the Gulf of Mexico thanks to Harvey. Passengers include WTAW Sports Director Zach Taylor.
We got to stop off everywhere, experienced a little bit of rain, but other than that, been able to enjoy all the facilities and amenities and stopped in Cozumel and Progreso yesterday and got to get off at both places and enjoy the water and the sunshine. So far it's been a great trip and the weather really hadn't put a damper on much. For getting back on time.
When we visited with Zach on Friday, the attitude among his fellow passengers pretty good, other than scrambling to tell employers they would not return today. at last check. Still no word on when they may be returning to Galveston. Harvey's got a lot to do with that. Also, Harvey has a lot to do with additional guests in the Brazos County Detention Center. 144 inmates from the Aransas County Jail in Rockport, which took the big brunt of the hurricane, were moved to Bryan just before the hurricane on Thursday and Friday. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk saying it's the first time a mutual aid emergency agreement's been activated. How long the guest will remain depends on the damage and, of course, just being able to get back to Rockport. Aransas County to supervise their inmates and also pay Brazos County $54 a day per inmate for the same housing, food, and basic medical services given to the local detainees. WTAW News Time approaching 24 minutes from 7. The temperature is 70. Again, we're in a flash flood warning until 7:15, something that is expected to be extended once again. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos, your rainfall amounts to 979-695-1620. News presented by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
You can hear A&M Consolidated Tigers football all season long here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Every play, every game, every Friday night. Thanks to Blinn College, Max Express Food Mart, Atkinson Toyota, and InTech Pest Control. Your favorite high school teams, Bryan High, A&M Consolidated, Rutter, and College Station High, play on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations. To find out when and where to hear your team, visit BrazosFootball.com. Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Good morning. Good morning. 6:37. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Check some weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Heavy rainfall will continue to circulate around Harvey off the Gulf of Mexico near Beaumont. Then it turns towards the west-northwest, swings back into our area. That's why flooding will continue. Rain heavy at times with the chance of thunderstorms, 75 to 80. If you are in a safe place, good idea not to venture out. Rain and thunderstorms night, they could be heavy, 70 to 75. Heavy rain tomorrow, 75 to 80. Showers, thunderstorms Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you are. As Bill told you, we have a flash flood warning in effect until 7:15 this morning.
Yeah, you may hear my phone go off if they decide to extend it while we're still on the air.
Got a flash flood watch that goes on until 7 p.m. on Wednesday as it stands right now. Don't know if that's going to be the case. Winds northeast at 23, gusting to 37. In sports.
Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at how Tropical Storm Harvey's affecting some games and travel plans for teams around the state. An Alabama football player finds himself in the hospital just days before the team opens their 2017 season, and not for a practice-related injury.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And not sure if you heard about this fight that happened this weekend. We'll take a look at how all the drama unfolded in Las Vegas on Saturday night. All that and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The only thing that I will remember the fight for is what I saw on TV yesterday morning. I was watching ABC 13, and this video is posted on our Facebook page, where a Catholic priest was in Galveston kayaking on Saturday, then went to watch the fight, got stranded coming back into Houston, left his truck wherever he was on an interstate, got out his kayak, and started boating home.
Oh, heck yeah. Why not?
And after sunrise, he is serving and delivering mass along the way.
Mass on the Moon.
All right.
Nothing wrong with
that. And that video from ABC 13 is on our Facebook page. That's
fun. I have to admit, I did not watch the fight. I was asleep before it even began.
Well, and it probably didn't start till about 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock.
Oh, 11:15, and then there were pay-per-view outages. And so they had to delay the start of the fight even longer after those, you know, pre-fights.
Well,
or
again,
whoever.
After the undercard is
yeah. Yeah, that too.
Okay. Well, so so you pay $100 and then your video goes out.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing. That's it.
And if you get stuck in the storm and didn't have access
on top of everything else. Up to 25 inches of rain could fall through Friday over the upper Texas coast, and isolated totals could reach 50 inches. Over 2 days, Houston got 25 inches of rain. That's more than half its annual rainfall, and that could double again this week. 11 p.m. curfews introduced Sunday in the cities of Alvin, Friendswood, League City, Pasadena, Pearland, or as I heard somebody say, Pearland.
Pearl Land.
Yep. Seabrook and City of Webster.
How many of those places has Kelly Templin worked?
Well, yeah, certainly at Seabrook. I know that. And
we have gotten a couple more text messages. Off Elma Whedon near the stranded vehicle yesterday, 18 inches since the first rain, and then 20 inches since Friday in Castle Gate 2.
Wow.
979-695-1620 if you want to jump in.
Yep, you can do that. Now, again, what this thing is looking like it's going to do is actually go back out into the ocean or the Gulf and then come back up right over Houston. They're saying that that the system itself will probably be back to Houston around 1 o'clock on Wednesday. By Thursday, it's up into East Texas, and it's going to go up due north pretty much, be up to Shreveport and then on into Arkansas by Friday of this week. So our week with Harvey. Actually, 2 weeks with Harvey almost,
right,
when you consider from when it actually started.
Well, we got rain, Wednesday? Before, before it even really
we did
hit landfall or got near us, we had rain.
There, that was just to soften the ground up so that we could have this.
Thanks.
Dallas has opened up a mega shelter capable of accommodating 5,000 evacuees.
Now, if you can get there.
Yeah.
Right.
And again, we had an agreement. Our sister city in this deal was Port Arthur. And we had a contract for, I think, 2,500 beds for people from Port Arthur. Again, they had to get here.
Yeah.
The White House has announced that the president will visit Texas tomorrow to meet with local officials and survey the damage. The president issued a tweet yesterday saying, "Historic rainfall in Houston and all over Texas. Floods are unprecedented and more coming. Spirit of Texas is incredible. Thanks." The president also held a second cabinet meeting in response to the storm on Sunday, signed a federal disaster declaration over the weekend. Someplace, somebody from FEMA said they could be here for years. And actually, one of the things that we did get to see video and pictures that were posted in Rockport, Port Aransas, those areas, I think the mayor of Port Aransas or Rockport said they had 100% damage.
Yeah.
Everything was gone.
Yeah. Or not gone necessarily, but yeah.
And then what do you do? Where do you go from there?
Exactly.
There are folks here who certainly have property, condos and such in that area. And so you have to
But I mean, there are those people that live there year around.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
However, here's one great sign in Rockport. The 1,000-year-old tree is still standing.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. That's a good thing. Now, that's another deal. And we'll talk to some folks later on this morning about that a little bit. As the ground becomes soft, I think the power outages have been minimal. Is that fair to say?
Yes, because someone I know in Houston down by the bayou last night didn't have water but still had power.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Very interesting. And here in Brazos County, I think the situation has been pretty good. We're going to talk to some BTU folks next hour. But now, as we continue to have this much rain, you have to think about how there may be some limbs that have been weakened or actually trees that have been loosened up because of the water soaking into the soil and being so mushy now that we may have some tree problems later this week.
I'm just cruising through the BTU Twitter feed, for instance, tree trimmers clearing debris from lines so crews can make repairs.
Okay.
And you mentioned the soft ground. That's causing issues as well.
I already saw at least one fence in my neighborhood down.
Yeah, those are things that are going to continue to happen. And
Here's the BTU post that crews reporting many outages being caused by uprooted trees falling into power lines.
That's where that'll be. Anyhow, share your numbers with us too.
Yeah,
we'd love to know what is going on as far as that's concerned. And again, just a quarter of a mile can make a whole lot of difference as to how much rain has been out there. And then we'll also look at some other projections as to what's coming up later on today. All we know is that, again, it's going to go back into the Gulf, apparently, and then reestablish a little bit of power because of the water temperature in the Gulf, and then head back up north. And at least on this side, we'll be on the west side of the storm, and the rotation hopefully won't be as bad. And we'll talk to Rob in more detail after our news at 7 o'clock.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
The Bank and Trust of Bryan College Station is proud to be this year's title sponsor for the 2017 Chamber of Commerce Lobster Fest and Golf Classic, the Chamber's largest and most popular fundraiser of the year. Howdy, I'm Mike Holmgreen with TB&T. Come be a part of this two-day fundraising event. Enjoy fresh Maine lobster and steak on Sunday, September 17th at the Brazos Center, and then tee off on Monday, September 18th at Pebble Creek Country Club. Support the BCS Chamber of Commerce. To reserve a table or register a golf team, go to bcschamber.org.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There are some great plants waiting for you just down the street. They're special plants of the fall, and they're hoping you'll be by the garden center sometime soon to pick them up. They could change the way you think about fall gardening in Texas, and you don't want to miss the chance to watch their magic unfold in your garden. I'll be back with special plants of the season right after this message. Bayer Advanced Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control is the alternative solution effectively to protect your fruit and vegetables using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients. It was formulated by Bayer Advanced scientists and packaged for easy application, providing the protection and results you want. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control is in a convenient and easy-to-use ready-to-spray. Its 3-in-1 product kills fungus, insects, and mites, including spider mites. It prevents black spot, rust, powdery mildew, and more. Read the label for a complete listing. This product can be used on roses, vegetables, flowers, shrubs, and houseplants. You can use it up to the day before harvesting fruit and vegetables. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center and visit BayerAdvanced.com/Natria for more information and money-saving offers. Bayer Advanced Natria, inspired by nature, enhanced with science. Read and follow label directions. BayerAdvanced.com. If we're going to talk about special plants for the fall, let's start with Salvia leucantha. It's more easily remembered as Mexican bush sage. It's one of the really showy large salvias. It's native to southwest Texas. It's root hardy in all but the coldest winter weather. It's the tallest of our salvias, making it the perfect backdrop to mums, marigolds, and other fall flowers. In flower, it can be 4 feet tall and 3 feet wide. There's a more compact version. It's called Santa Barbara. And you can also pinch the growing tip out of the regular Mexican bush sage in late spring to keep it more compact. Fall asters are old-time plants that you see in many early neighborhoods of Texas. If you trim it lightly in May to keep it compact, it will grow to 30 inches tall by fall. It has graceful, fine foliage that's topped for several showy weeks each fall by small daisy-like lavender blue flowers. The bloom time may vary by several weeks, but it usually will flower during September or early October. Like the Mexican bush sage, it will die to the ground over the winter. Just trim off the old stubble and wait for new growth to emerge the following spring. Queen's wreath is a South Texas favorite. It's great, and it's a fast vine to 30 to 40 feet tall and wide, although it can be kept more compact, either by growing it on a smaller support or by keeping it trimmed. However, it does grow pretty luxuriantly, and so that trimming could take a lot of your time. Its coral pink flowers are eye-catching in the fall, especially when it's contrasted against the darker, more traditional fall shades of red, burgundy, yellow, and orange. It's hardy in about the southern half of the state. I like flowery senna, Senna corymbosa, used to be called Cassia corymbosa. It's a sister to our popular candle tree. However, this one is shrubby. It may be damaged by cold weather in the northern half of the state. It covers itself with rich, buttery yellow blooms each fall, the perfect complement to shorter bronze, red, or purple mums. Red wing is a perennial shrub with glossy dark green leaves. It grows to 3 to 5 feet tall and wide, and it produces masses of yellow blossoms that are followed by rich red winged fruit. As a package of flowers and fruit on the plants at the same time in the fall, it's beautiful. It's called red wing, Heteropterus argentea. Fall crocus, finally, is my favorite bulb of all. It's a bright yellow, a beautiful plant this time of the year. I'm Neil Sperry. Good landscapes are easier with plans. I'll have details in our next program. Until then, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Chelsea Reber with your sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Freshman setter Camille Connor earned tournament MVP honors after leading the Texas A&M volleyball team to their own Texas A&M Invitational title with victories over Sam Houston State and Virginia Commonwealth University this weekend. Senior outside hitter Kiara McGee earned the tournament's Best Attacker Award, and freshman middle blocker McKenna Patterson received the Best Blocker accolades as the Aggies improved to 2-0 and posted their second consecutive sweep. Now, the Aggies are back home this weekend, and they'll play host to two of the top teams in the country, Penn State and the defending national champions, Stanford. Texas A&M sophomore diver Tyler Hinchel earned a silver medal on the final day of the 2017 World University Games in Taiwan. Hinchel from Sherwood Park, Alberta, Canada, teamed with Selena Toth to place second in the mixed team competition. Aggie fans, you are reminded the Kevin Sumlin radio show is scheduled to start tonight. The show is Monday evenings from 7 to 8 at Rudy's Barbecue. As of now, the show is still on. However, we'll keep you updated with weather updates. And if you can't make it out, you can always listen here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Floyd Mayweather will retire a perfect 50-0 after beating UFC champion Conor McGregor in the 10th round on Saturday night. The most unusual mega fight in years went longer and was more competitive than many expected. Of course, both were all smiles after the match. Mayweather estimated his take at $300 to $350 million. McGregor said he would likely clear $100 million, and he said he had his accountants on speed dial to make sure it was all collected. Brian McCann tripled with the bases loaded in the eighth inning, helping the Houston Astros to a 7-5 victory over the Los Angeles Angels. And A.J. Griffin gave up back-to-back home runs to his former team in the second inning and retired only 10 batters as the Oakland Athletics beat the Texas Rangers 8-3 to complete a three-game sweep. Now, the Astros and the Rangers will not travel to Houston as planned after their games in California because of Tropical Storm Harvey. Both will fly to Dallas while a decision is made on the three-game series that they're scheduled to start on Tuesday. Texans quarterback Tom Savage struggled to move Houston's offense, and his popular backup first-round draft choice Deshaun Watson also struggled against the Saints defense. Here's Coach Bill O'Brien.
Didn't coach well or play well on offense tonight. You know, so we got a lot of ground to make up there. Too many penalties, legal formations, 12 men in a huddle twice, delay a game. It was bad ball. So I have to do a better job, and we all have to do a better job offensively. We will. We'll do a better job.
An interception by Damian Swan and multiple sacks highlighted a defensive performance that lifted New Orleans to a 13-0 preseason victory on Saturday night. Dallas linebacker Anthony Hitchens broke a bone in his right knee in a preseason game against Oakland and is likely to miss at least 8 weeks. The Cowboys fear the injury was worse after Hitchens went to the ground clutching that knee in the final seconds of the second quarter in a 24-20 win over the Raiders. Now, the Dallas Cowboys have announced on their website that the Texans will practice at their facility, the Star, this week because of Harvey. The Texans are hoping to return to Houston as soon as possible, but of course, they will not be able to announce any plans beyond Sunday because they're waiting to see how Houston comes through the storm. Giancarlo Stanton's major league leading 50th home run broke an eighth inning tie in the Marlins 6-2 win over the Padres. Stanton became the first National League player to reach 50 homers since Prince Fielder hit 50 for Milwaukee in 2007. Now to the youngsters, Tsubasa Tomy buckled down after allowing 2 first-inning home runs, and Japan hit 3 homers in the fourth and won the Little League World Series title with a 12-2 victory over Lufkin, Texas. The title marks the 11th time a team from Japan has won the Little League World Series. Now, a person with knowledge of the incident says Alabama defensive lineman Raekwon Davis was shot at a Tuscaloosa bar. Tuscaloosa County Sheriff spokesman Jason Powell says a 20-year-old was shot in the right leg while standing outside of Bar 17. He says the victim was not cooperative with investigators who spoke to him at a hospital. And in a FedEx Cup playoff opener that felt like a heavyweight bout, Dustin Johnson delivered back-to-back blows to beat Jordan Spieth in the Northern Trust. One was a putt from 18 feet, the other a drive that traveled 341 yards. Dustin Johnson faced long odds all day long against Spieth, but he rallied from a 5-shot deficit on the front nine. I'm Chelsea Reber, and that's your sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The wines will pour, the beers will flow, and the steaks will sizzle at this year's Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival in historic downtown Bryan. Nothing pairs better with Texas wine and Texas beer than succulent, mouth-watering steak. We'll fire up the grills on Saturday night, serving up steak dinners with all the fixings. Hungry for more? Check out the Steak and Egg Brunch on Sunday morning. Sip and savor every moment of Texas Reds, September 23rd and 24th. Visit TexasRedsFestival.com.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com. Today.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces and graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions. Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. For over 37 years, J&B Propane has provided reliable and courteous service with competitive pricing, and never any extra or hidden fees. We value our customers and would like the opportunity to serve you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. So Michael Vick has joined Fox Sports as an NFL studio analyst?
Do you think they will play ASPCA? What is
ASPCA.
Do you think they'll play those commercials during the broadcast?
Yeah, he'll be on a pregame and other broadcasts throughout the season. Played 143 games. Yada, yada, yada. We know it's that pleading guilty to charges of dog fighting. Yeah, actually, it was more than dog fighting that I think got him into trouble.
Interesting.
Michael Vick, going to be doing Fox Sports.
Anyone can get into showbiz.
Yeah, really. All right, we're going to talk to Rob a little bit later on about Harvey and what the rest of the week will hold. Basically, we're getting what it is. Remember, we do have a flash flood warning in effect until 7:15 and a flash flood watch until 7 p.m. on Wednesday. High today about 76 with rain. We know that. Right now, 73 degrees. WTAW.